Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. There was a movie made in the early 80s. It was called Night Shift. And in Night Shift, Henry Winkler, better known as the Fonz, plays the role of a guy who never asks for what he wants in life and gets pushed around by his boss, his fiance, and anyone else with a strong personality. In life, if you refuse to ask for what you want, you simply accept the cards that you're dealt. And while accepting those cards may be a good starting point, right, because acceptance is important, when you make no attempt to improve your situation, you fall into what we'll call mediocrity, because mediocrity ultimately breeds complacency. It means that most likely you're in mundane relationships and you and dead-end careers. So when you think about why people ask for what they want or why they don't ask for what they want, I should say it's maybe it's a fear of confrontation, a fear of rejection, not wanting to make waves, or they just assume that things are going to go the way that they want them to go without them exerting their influence on the situation. So the first thought here is just not to assume. Have you ever been in a situation before where someone just assumes you're going to know what they want? I can't tell you how many relationships I've been in where I was dating a girl and she would just expect me to know what she's thinking. And I'm probably not the most thoughtful guy in the world, and I will readily admit that fact. You know, sometimes I don't think. I almost put myself in the category as the typical guy. Right? Many of us tend not to be as thoughtful as we should be. But I always thought, instead of just standing on ceremony and waiting for me to try to figure things out, and clearly I'm not good at it, wouldn't it be easier if you just tell me what it is that you want? So the message here, stop assuming and start asking. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link. It's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can get to other links for iTunes or Stitcher and then get right on the podcast from there. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to pick up from where we left off on asking for what you want. We're going to talk about setting expectations and picking your spots. But for today, don't be afraid to ask for what you want, but don't assume that other people know what that is. Stop assuming and start asking.